You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hey, my friends, welcome to another edition of Spiritual Insight with your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley, and I am so glad to be with you on today. Yes, I am very, very excited. Thank you for many of you that connect with me through the realm of social media. What is it? Facebook, Instagram, and I'm working on those others. I'm working on them. But I really do thank you. And it is always a joy for me to read your emails. Oh, please keep those coming in. I really do enjoy reading your emails. Some of you send text messages and visit the website where you can always contact me through the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay? That's DrMichaelMosley.com. You can also schedule your personal one-on-one private reading with me. Yes, so I would love that. Go to the website and schedule that right now. Now, you know what? Today, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to take you into a session that was online, and we were recording this session for the Resurrection Weekend or for the Easter celebration. And I'm very confident that there is something in this teaching that is really going to inspire you and even encourage you to fulfill your dream, your goal. Now, I definitely want to hear from you, okay? So make sure you message me back. Go to the website and message me back and let me know how you enjoyed or did you enjoy this teaching that we're about to go into, entitled Only Love Can Do That. All things work together for good. It is going to work for your good. No matter what is going on in your life, it's going to work for your good. Are you ready for it to work for your good? Are you really ready? That's my question. Are you ready? And we got to ask ourselves, am I ready for it to really work? Because some people, we go harbor on all the negative. You know, and write this for me. Write this for me. Give the good a chance to work for you. Give the good a chance to work for you. Okay, that's one good thought as we go into Resurrection Weekend. Give the good a chance, because sometimes we're harboring on all the negativity. Oh, this is going wrong and that's going wrong. And just so many different things. But give the good a chance. Give it a chance to work for you. It's not always going to be bad. And God is not going to allow anything to come into your path that is not going to serve you or benefit you in some way, especially if we trust Him, especially if we believe that He is working things out for our good. He is working things out in our best interest. I believe that. I pray that you all are ready. Anybody ready for Easter? What does that mean? Because I used to ask somebody, what that mean? Are you ready? What does that mean? What I got to do to get ready? It's coming whether we like it or not. But most of the time that means, you know, you have your clothes ready, whatever you're going to wear to church, or if you're going to church or a celebration, or maybe you're going to do something at home. It doesn't matter. You know, at Easter time, it is a time that I kind of miss not actually going into a church setting. As you know, I want the preacher to preach. Ah, he got him. Yeah. With all power. Yeah. You know, I kind of miss that part, you know, but who knows? I will be attending a service on tomorrow. I play for a church here in Georgia. So, and I'm questioning, they go get up with all power. Yes, sir. But I want to be that teacher on today. Okay. I want to get you ready for Resurrection Sunday. I want to get you ready. So I've stated this before. I've stated this before, that love, how you doing, Miss Wallace? I see you, Mother Shoulders, you doing okay? Love will make you do some crazy things. You all have heard me say that before, right? Love will make you do some crazy things. You know, it'll make you go out on a date. It'll make you buy some expensive clothes. You want to impress somebody. Love, even love for your children. It'll make you buy that PS, whatever it is, 4 or 5, whatever number it is. Love will make you do some crazy things. Love will make you get your hair done because you love this person or you love this item. Love will even make you lose weight. Love will make you do some crazy things. Some things you said you would never do. Well, baby, if you love me, you go bungee jumping for me. Not with me, but for me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ain't that right, Sister Valencia? Love will make you do some crazy things. I want to go a step further with that. You know what else will make you do some crazy things? Pressure. Stress. It will make you do some crazy things. You get pressure with stress, and I kind of put them together because stress is pressure. It will make you do some crazy things. You know, I remember one time I was just under pressure, and I remember somebody was smoking a cigarette next to me, and I said, you got one? Can I have one of those? You know, and because, I never smoked. I did then. You know, it will make you do some crazy things. Stress will make you lash out. And, you know, just my sister, she would need to tell y'all this story. My sister told me how she was actually in a store. And the customer was having an issue with the cashier. And, you know, that lady, the customer was just under pressure. She was just under pressure. And the cashier was doing something wrong or whatever. And it was, and the lady, the customer just blew up, just like, Lord, I mean, in the store, Lord, I said to you, I was going to stop cussing. You know, I just was going to stop cussing, but Lord, I need you to help me. You know, it just loud in the store, you know, so pressure, it just popped a fuse. Have anybody had their fuse be popped? Have anybody had a fuse? How you doing, Logan? Have you ever had that fuse to be popped? You would never. I mean, that's why some people, I think that was a show called Snap. And some people, they just snap. It's just like, just they go crazy. It's just the pressure. The pressure, they'll start breaking dishes and they tired and they'll go wreck a car. And some people even commit suicide because of the pressure. That's why we do say it is so important to make sure you monitor your mental health. It's true. You don't have to be crazy. It's not that you're crazy. It's just that the pressure is getting into your mind. Have anybody ever had their mind snap? You know, Ms. Audrey, I can't ever imagine you having a snap. You just always so calm. You always so come. I just can never imagine you having a snapping moment. But I believe, you know, it really can happen to a lot of us and maybe even all of us. We get to that point. And some people say, I ain't never seen you act like that before. You ain't never seen me under this amount of pressure before. Really? And the calmest person, you just thinking, oh, they're just so nice and calm. But don't push them. You will push them to the limit. What's that R&B song? I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Something like, I remember that part. But you know what? Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus. Yeah, right? And you pop, you snap, pressure. You know what? As we prepare for tomorrow, I really am impressed, everybody. How in the world did Jesus maintain or handle pressure? How, you know, I see some of y'all in the comments, my Aunt Devata saying yes, and Sister Pam saying yes, Lord. And Monica saying, yes, you can. I guess you can really snap. You could really, how did Jesus get to that? How did he deal with that? How did he deal with, you know, because at one point in the Bible, it does declare how they were slapping him and okay, now who did you king of the Jews? You know, the pressure, they all in his face. They are invading his space. You follow what I'm saying? How can you and I, how can we, Sister Sheila, somebody all up in your face? They all up in your face and what you gonna do. And you trying your best to be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Sister Mimi, maybe you can understand. No, you can't understand. Somebody else can understand what I'm talking about. Where's my sister? I don't even know if she can understand. You know, somebody pushing you. Y'all seem so saved on here. Yeah, everybody on here, y'all just seem so saved and so nice. But that's what Jesus had to deal with. The pressure. I wonder, has anybody ever been in a fight before on here? Anybody ever been in a fight? You know, it's the pressure. Somebody is taunting you, bullying you, laughing at you. Pressure. Can somebody write that word pressure? Pressure. Love will make you do some crazy things, but pressure. Pressure will make you do some things that you never thought you would ever do. Pressure can make you do some things that you thought, I would never key up somebody's car. I would never put sugar in their tank. You let somebody, you know, cheat on you in a relationship. And I've had clients that have called me about this, and that's just some things you would never thought you would do. Oh yeah, I popped the hell out of him. And I'm not an aggressive person. I'm not that type of individual. But they got mad that time. They came out fighting. Pressure. You know what, everybody? I really don't know. I really just do not know. How did Jesus remain in control? And sometimes I have been guilty of saying, Lord, you just don't understand what I'm going through. You just don't understand, Lord. But as I begin to read the story again this weekend, I began to see, yes, he does understand. Pressure. And the Bible speaks about how during this time, he never said a mumbling word. He didn't say anything. Y'all, that was pressure. And then you know what? You all, let's combine all of them together. Love, stress, and both of these energies are pressure. Love will pressure you into doing some things. Well, you know, baby, if you love me, you would. What? Get my hair nails done. What? Fry me up some chicken. What? Fix the doorknob. Whatever the case may be, or all those other little issues. If you love me, and now you got pressure. You got pressure. Stress. Jesus had love and he had stress. How did he maintain his composure, everybody? Can somebody write that question? How did he manage the pressure? Some of us on here, we love our children, we love our loved ones, we love them to death, but I'm pressured. Sometimes I gotta say, no, I cannot, I can't help you right now. No, I can't loan you no money. And you feel guilty. Can I get a heart right here? Am I making sense to somebody? Can I get a heart? You know, it's you feel guilty because I want to help you, and I know you need some money, and I know you need to do. Oh, how did he manage the pressure? I need to help get my this person some Easter clothes, and but then I need some money because I gotta pay my light bill. But then if I don't want my child going to church and everybody else taunting him because he don't have new clothes, but I got this bill over here saying they threatened to cut me off, and it's just pressure. Now I know it's easier said than done. No, you pay your bill, honey. But when I look into the eyes of my child, I want to see them happy, and you know I don't want to be looked at as a bad parent. I've even heard some parents say you're not supposed to be your child's friend, which I agree. But it's like I want to be their friend because I don't like nobody being mad at me. And you know it's pressure. Have anybody ever been under pressure? Have anybody ever been under pressure? Honestly, somebody just let me know I've been under pressure. Because that will make you snap. It will make you divorce. Oh, I don't believe in divorce. It will make you, pressure will make you cheat in your marriage. Pressure. Pressure make you fall off your diet. Pressure. Pressure also will make you go to the gym. God dang it, let me just run it off or do something. Pressure. You know, I want. There are some theories, and you just hear me, because we got sometimes there are people that I don't believe that. Just it don't matter. Just hear it for a second, so you can be aware. Some people believe that the story of Jesus was staged, and there's some basis for that. It was staged. It was planned, because the goal was to prove his divinity. You know, the Bible speaks about in John, the 20th chapter, and I'm sorry if I didn't pull it up, but you can go to your own Bible. But the Bible speaks about how they were nearing the time when Jesus and the other two thieves were on the cross, or the other two men were on the cross, on their cross, and it got late. And so the Bible says that it was getting late, so they said, we got to hurry this process along. So Jesus had already died, but the other two had not. And so what they did was they broke their legs. That was to speed up the dying process. Hear me clearly now. This is why I speculated it was staged. Because it was already pronounced that Jesus' legs would not be broken. Not a bone would be broken. The reason why they broke the other two men's leg was to speed up the process of death, because they could not lift themselves up to breathe. So now with their legs broken, they don't have anything to kind of lift them up. So it cuts off the airflow, which expedites death. So before they examined Jesus, remember what he said. It was one of the seven sayings. Jesus said, I thirst. That was a sign for the person to give him. You know, the Bible says it was a vinegar type solution that they gave him. That, and they thought they were poking fun. And look at him. He go give him vinegar. He thirsty, y'all. Give him some vinegar. He ain't going to get no water. Give him some vinegar. Well, what the vinegar really was a pharmaceutical, if I can say this word, concoction. That made him unconscious. Somebody say, wow. I just want to make sure you're still with me. It really was a concoction, an elixir, a pharmacy drug, if you want to say it that way. I just say concoction, that put him in a trance, that made him appear to be dead, that he gave up the ghost. And when they saw, when he gave up the ghost again, he was really in trance. So he was like, you know, gone, but they didn't know. See, it was all planned. Hear me carefully. Now, again, this is what some theories are. Some, I don't believe that. Just hear me. Just hear me. Okay. And so by the time they came to Jesus, they, oh, he already dead. So he don't need to break his legs. It worked. Again, so there were some other things that happened as to it was all planned, because even when he died, there was one person that said, give me his body. His name was Joseph. Give me his body. And the reason why Joseph wanted the body, because he didn't trust what the Pharisees would do to the body. He wanted the body because he knew that Jesus wasn't really dead. He was just unconscious. So he wanted to take Jesus and put him over here in this tomb where the staff, if I can say it that way, can doctor him back to good health. He was not dead. Now, again, don't just anybody hearing me? Somebody just say, I hear you. This is just FYI for you to understand. Okay. And why are you saying this to us, Dr. Mosley? Because to me, I'm okay with it if it was staged. You know why? Because I look at the pressure that he had to go through no matter what. Whether it was staged or not, I don't really care. I really don't. I could see that. That's why, if you look at it, that's why Joseph wanted that body, because he didn't want the Pharisees to get that body and, you know, chop it up or really kill him. He didn't want to others to really find out that he really wasn't dead, or for Jesus to start becoming conscious again, and then they realize, oh, he ain't dead. Give me a sword. You follow me? It would have fouled up the plan. Are you hearing me? So Joseph put the body in a private tomb. Everybody did not know what was going on. You can't tell everybody what you're doing. Am I making sense to anybody? You can't tell everybody what you're doing. So let's go back. You can't tell everybody what you are doing. Some things you got to be quiet about. Somebody write this for me. Some things are a secret. Now everybody can't handle this. But I want you to realize this. That's why I'm saying, even if it was staged, it was the pressure that he had to deal with. It was the pressure. Because the pressure alone could have killed him. You can't tell your kids everything. You may not be able to tell your best friend everything. It's the pressure. So you know, because we don't want nobody mousing this thing up. Some things is a secret. You just can't tell everybody. So, and it doesn't, and I said it before, it's a shame that the man had to die on the cross to prove his divinity. Because some people, they want to push you all the way to the edge to prove that you saved. No, don't do that. Because you may get disappointed. I am not, and I've said this almost every year, I am not a Christian because he died. I am a Christian, which means a follower of Christ, because of what he taught. I am a follower of Christ because of what he taught, not because he died and got back up. That was to prove to all the other folk that wasn't believers who he is, but I was already, in a sense, I'm already the believer because I've seen what he has done for me. Are you following what? Somebody let me know again. Are you following me? Some people say, well, I'm saved because he died on the cross and got up on a Sunday morning. Hallelujah. That's the only reason why you're Christian, because of what he did. Huh? He got up. I hear you. No, I'm a Christian because of what he said. Man should not live by bread alone. I'm a Christian because of what he said, of how he taught us to love one another. He even went up in the upper room. I've told you this before. Went into the upper room and said, I want you to love one another even as I love you. They're about to do some stuff to me. That's why it goes back to say it was planned. But they're about to do some stuff to me, but I want you to know, don't you all get mad. You know, don't get mad. Don't harbor. Don't, and read it. Don't hold on to all these negative feelings here, because I will rise again. That's why he made that statement, was because it was planned. I'm going to come back again, whether we believe it or not. The point of the matter is, again, pressure. So can I go back a little further? Can I go a little bit further? Somebody said, teach on Mosley. What I want you to realize, Pilate, and this is in the book of, I took it from John the 19th chapter, John, St. John, the 19th chapter. Pilate brought Jesus out before the Jews, the Jewish leaders, and he said, I don't find no fault with this brother. He ain't done nothing wrong. But the Jewish leaders cried out, crucify him. Crucify him. Okay. Pilate again said, I don't have nothing to do with this. I'm, he couldn't understand. Hear me. He could not understand, why do y'all want to kill this man? And Pilate really was trying to, on Jesus' side, to kind of say, I'm really trying not to kill you. Now, to kind of, somebody write the word politics. Is this good teaching? Somebody write the word politics. Because it's political. Pilate did let Jesus, y'all go out and just give him a few licks. Just in other words, give him a whipping. Give him a whipping, but he don't deserve death. And because that was his way of trying to satisfy the other people. That's, he wasn't really trying to punish Jesus. He was trying to satisfy the people. Be careful of people, because some of you and some of us, and I want to include myself in that, we're missing the blessing because we're trying to please other people instead of pleasing ourselves. I need a good amen right there. Some of us, we're trying to please other people, and that's what's throwing us into trouble. No, you got to take care of you. But Pilate was trying to be on Jesus' side. Okay, y'all, just give him a few spankings, boom, boom, boom. All right, now let's let him go. No, uh-uh. We want him dead. So Pilate then brought him out to the Jewish population and said, now, what do y'all say? I know what these leaders are saying, but what do y'all say? And they said, kill him. Kill him. Crucify him. I don't believe y'all. Are y'all really serious? And this was my question. This was my question. Sister Audrey, this was my question. Really, as I began to think about it, what did he do that was so bad that made these people just hate him? Y'all, I was just really thinking, what did you do that was so freaking bad that they just all hated you? I hear somebody say, what did he say? What did he do, y'all, that day? And I'm on it. Can I encourage you right here? Some people just hate you. Just because you. Some people, they just hate, they don't like you. They don't even know you. They don't know you, but they just don't like you. They don't like your eyelashes. They don't like your wig. They don't like your attire. They don't like who you're married to. They don't like you. You go have some people that just don't like you. And no matter how we pray, you just got to deal with it. Hallelujah. Some people just not go like you. That's not your fault, but it is your problem. You got to deal with it. You got to deal with it. You hear me? Here, the Bible said, they said, kill him. It's in the scripture in John 19 chapter. They said, we're killing him for the part because he said he was the king of the Jews. He said he was king of the Jews. That's blasphemy. Kill him. What do you just? And I want you to realize this. Some people, they just because of what he said, kill him. He's the king of the Jews. Kill him. Crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. But what about what he did? He healed your mama. He raised your son from the grave. He fed some of y'all in that crowd with almost 10,000 people. That was nice what he did. He did all that. But he said he went too far when he said he the king of us. He ain't my king. He ain't my king. I feel the Holy Ghost. He ain't my king. He ain't my, he did some good stuff. Yeah, he sure did. He got some of that fish too. That was some good fish too. But he done went too far. He done went too far. Kill his, kill him. Wow. And you know what? Amazingly, they just forgot all the good. And maybe they did not forget, but maybe it was of none effect. That's why some of us, we've been saying it even now. Some people, you can help them out and then they'll turn right around and bite your hand off. Oh, you can really help them and achieve great, help them to pay their bill, help to babysit their children and do other nice things. But then they can turn around. People are people, y'all. People are really people. And you know what? Something. I want you to realize something. People were saying, crucify him. Crucify him. Because he said he's the king of us. He ain't my king. He ain't my king. Crucify him. I want to use a word here, a statement That was a spirit that was conjured. That was a spirit that was conjured because everybody got together on this. Because that's power in unity now. And they got together. We go crucify. And everybody starts shouting, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. So you know what they did? They were conjuring a spirit. And they were making it stronger. They were making a monster. They were creating a monster. What was the monster that they were creating? Can anybody guess? What was the monster that they were creating? Was everybody shouting out, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. Mm-hmm. They were saying crucify him. So that means that this monster was being created and it wasn't going anywhere. It was getting stronger and stronger and bigger and bigger. That was an energy. When I say conjuring a spirit, conjuring an energy, it was because it started with the Jewish leaders, and then the congregation or the population got together, and the more they said crucify him, the more this spirit was conjured. The more this spirit was conjured. Can you guess what it was? Can you guess? Can anybody take a crack at it? What was this spirit that was just conjured? What was it that was just growing? Every time somebody said, crucify him. Every time somebody said, crucify him. Somebody said, crucify, 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 crucify him. Let me help you. Somebody said it was spirit of death. No, but it led to it. You know what the spirit was? And maybe you could be right. Because and you know what? I'm going to say you are. It was one of the spirit that brought death along with it, though. Because they were raising up death too. You are absolutely correct. So it could be more than one spirit that they were conjuring. But the spirit that the Lord spoke to my spirit, it was a spirit of hate. It was a spirit, you got it, hate. What did he do that caused them to stir up hate so bad? You know, as African Americans, and others of you that are different cultures, I can speak from being an African American. It's like, what did we do that caused you to hate us so bad? You don't even know us. And you don't like me just because my skin is darker than yours? Or my parents were African American, which I had no choice in the matter? And you don't like me? You don't like me because I was blessed to live in a nice home or I have money or, you know, you hate. You know, honestly, there are a lot of preachers, and the only reason why some people are going after some preacher is because they hate that preacher have money. A lot of things are being targeted by Jakes. If Jakes didn't have all the money he had right now, wouldn't nobody be paying attention to him? Wouldn't nobody know him? He got all jets or whatever. He got, you know, all of this money to do what he... But apparently he did something right. And the anointing of God was over him to acquire this, you know. But hate. Can somebody write this? Be careful of hate. Be careful of hate. Hate created a pressure. And it built momentum. Which hate was building a momentum so strongly to hate said, come on here, death. Let's do our job together. Hate was starting to build so strongly. The momentum became so great. You watch this, everybody. Even Jesus could not do anything with that spirit but give in to it to overpower it. Notice what I said. He gave in to it. Okay, y'all kill me. According to what you think, so that I can rise again. I'm gonna make sure y'all think y'all got me, but I'm coming back again, because some things you got to just ride with it. That's when, you know, somebody taught me this. When you're in an argument with somebody, sometimes you just say, okay, and keep on going. Well, you did it. Yeah, no. Okay. I'm going to give in to it that I can rise above it. Sometimes you got, did that make sense to somebody? Sometimes you got to give in to it to rise above it. I got to give in to it. Okay. I'm just, sometimes, and you know, you don't want to give in because people feel like they won, or you feel subservient and all of that. But sometimes, I think it was Fantasia that sang a song, sometimes you got to lose to win. And ha, 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 he died. Ha, ha, yeah. But it was pressure. So much pressure. So whether it was staged or not, Jesus had, he dealt with the pressure. Being beat up. Harassed. Stripped. The Bible even said how they stripped him of his clothes. See what they were doing? It was symbolic of making him feel not even worthy of being a man. And they stripped him even down to his underwear. Stripped him all the way down. Now here the man is standing in his underwear. What an injustice. You stripping Jesus down. Somebody, y'all, am I helping anybody today? Somebody, this Easter, I want you to celebrate because somebody has been trying to put their foot on you. Or some energy has been trying to put its foot on you. You are not going to amount to this because of what you did. And maybe Jesus made a mistake in saying something. I don't know. But they did not like that he said he was the king of the Jews. You went too far. Some people just don't like you. Anybody, y'all hearing me on the Zoom? Valencia, somebody just don't like you because you carry yourself in confidence. They didn't like Jesus because he prophesied. He really did prophesy unto himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He had that prophecy about himself. He had that affirmation about himself. He had that confidence about himself. And somebody just like, the hell you are. They didn't like that. Oh, he done raised a few people from the dead. He done turned some water into wine. Now he think he all of this. Oh no. Somebody just don't like you. But to this weekend, you getting up. You're becoming your true self. Huh? I need somebody to write this. I am rising again. I am rising again. You are becoming Audrey May again. No, that little Audrey. No. I'm becoming Audrey May again. Hope you don't mind. You're becoming Maria Diaz again. Oh, that's just a little Mimi. No. I am Maria. I am Valencia Buchanan. I am Myosha Davis. I am. Who are you? I am rising again. Maybe you done forgot. I lost myself for a moment. The divorce took me away for a moment. I thought I was less of somebody. I thought that maybe nobody would respect me anymore. Nobody would love me anymore. I really thought that when I lost that job, I lost who I was. When that person rejected me, when this person cheated on me, when they lied to me, I kind of lost it, but oh, thank you, God. Today, I am rising again. I am. The daddy in me is rising. The mama in me is rising. The king in me is rising. The queen in me is rising. I am rising. Mm-hmm. I am. I pray somebody's grabbing this. I am rising again. And I got to go here before I quit. You know why? You know why I'm rising? Because there's a love. Oh, there is a love. There is. They hated me so much. They hated Jesus so much. But love. 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 Now, the Lord told me something a little different. Lord, I don't love them that much. I'm sorry. I just don't love them that much. I don't love them that much. I just don't. Mm-mm. Oh, But remember that old hymn? We learned it in children's church, at least I did. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love. Love. But you know what? Now they conjured a spirit. They conjured a spirit. Oh, y'all, they conjured that spirit and of hate. But the late Dr. Martin Luther King gave us an answer. Dr. King said, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And I want to share with you today, whether you realize it or not, there is something that you really do love that's making you go further. Somebody write, this love is making me do it. No, I'm sorry, the Lord is saying no. Write, this love is making me rise again. Love is making me rise again. You know, sometimes some people can treat you so bad till it gives you a hate. Slapping him, picking a fight with him, stripping him to only he's just standing there with his underwear. And the product can't even keep picking them up or whatever because the product falling down and it's just embarrassing. Hate. Why you hate me so bad? Why are you hating me? What is it? And somebody, I'll never live over there again. I'll never go back here. I'll never go to another family reunion. I will never get married again. I will never go over here. I will, because they embarrassed me. They hated me. They talked about me. That pain that they inflicted on me. Ah, but love. Well, you know what? I found out, Lynette, I found out something. It's not that I love the people that much. It's not that I got to win. I got to win. Love is going to make me rise again. But you know what the Lord spoke to me last night? If you don't love anything or anybody else, love yourself. Love yourself enough to get up. Love yourself enough to rise again. Jesus' goal was to prove his divinity. He was always in a search to better himself. He was so fascinated about the divine. He overcame the enemy when he was on the mountain, when he was tempted three times, and here's another challenge. I believe I can rise above death, defeat, hatred. I want you to do something for me today. I want you to love yourself enough to rise again. Can I get somebody to write that? I love myself enough to rise again. I love myself enough to rise again. I can't rise with hatred in my heart. I can't rise with hating this family member, hating this person that treated me so bad, or hating this person that fired me, or hating this person that cheated on me, or hating this person because they exposed me. I can't do anything with hate, but I can do a heck of a lot with love. And if I don't even love you enough, I gotta love myself enough. I gotta love my children enough. I gotta love. When nothing else, when nothing else can help me, love lifted me because I love myself. I don't deserve to be in the trash. I don't deserve to be in the garbage. I love myself enough. God dang it, I'm getting up this weekend. I am rising above. I love myself. I love myself. I pray today, only love can do that. And I pray today that you realize you love yourself enough. I'm getting up. Divorce wasn't the end for me. Diabetes wasn't the end for me. Cancer is not the end for embarrassment. Shame is not the end. I've been hurt, yes, talked about it, church hurt, you name, whatever you want to call it. But the issue is, I love myself. I believe that Jesus loved himself enough to get up. I'll be doggone if I let them take me out like this. Whether it was staged or not, it doesn't matter. It was the pressure that he had to deal with. And many of you, please, I believe you know a lot about pressure. I want you to buy your own self some flowers this weekend. Love yourself enough to get up. Love yourself enough to say, you know what, I'm rising above this. I'm doing better. I'm going to do it because I love myself. I'm going to do it because I love myself enough to love my kids, to buy me something new to wear. I'm going to love myself enough to be different. I love me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. I got to have my love rise above the hatred. I got to have my love rise above somebody calling me the N-word. I got to have enough love to rise above somebody mistreating me. I got to have the love. I got to have that love that can rise above the pressure. I love myself enough. Come on. Come on, everybody. Let's get on up from here. Let's do something this weekend. Let's celebrate. Death had him. The ground had him. Looked like he was just gone. That was it. I can imagine there's a gloominess around the country right now. Oh, but we getting up, y'all. We getting up. We're surpassing illnesses. We're surpassing hatred. We're surpassing all that was done to us. It was painful. It was embarrassing. But today, I encourage you to get up. Don't maintain the hate. Get rid of the hate. Get rid of the hate. Ask the Lord, Lord, help me with my hate. Help me. And I really, can somebody write that, Lord, help me with my hate? Or help me with hate? Because sometimes I do. I think about, oh, I just hate they did that. I hate. Ooh. But right now, it's time to let the hate go. It's time to let the hate go. It's time to let the hate go and say, we're going to do something different. We're doing something greater. We got to let the hate go. Let it go. And let's allow love to take over. You can catch more opportunities, more blessings with love than you can with hate. I want you to open your heart and love one another. Love yourself. Love yourself enough to rise above. Love your dream enough to rise. Love your body enough to rise as I'm going to the gym. Love yourself enough to say, you know what, I'm going to eat a little bit healthier. Love yourself to say, Lord, you know what, I'm going to do better. Lord, I love you and I love myself. I got to go. Can somebody just write that? I love myself. I love myself. I think we said that. I love myself enough to rise again. I love myself. Come on, y'all. Happy Resurrection Weekend. Let's rise above. Don't let your past keep you down. No, let's get on up now. Let's get on up, okay? You're not the same person you were 2 years ago or 2 days ago. You're different now. So rise above. I don't care who got some gossip on you, who got the tea on you. Rise above that. They're going to still be spreading some rumors. It's okay. But love yourself enough to say, you know what? I'm a new me. So whatever y'all want to talk about, that's fine. But I'm a new me. I did some stuff wrong. You sure right about it. I heard that you probably right. What you heard was probably true. It really was. But I love myself enough now to do better. I love myself to be me. I pray you all were blessed. Listen, I want you to get your offering. Those of you today, I want you to plant that $100 offering today. It's a time for a resurrection time. We got to get up with all power. I want you to get that $100 as your resurrection offering today. I want you to get your tithe, get your offering together. Would y'all do that for me? Were y'all blessed on today? Somebody let me know, were you blessed? Were you encouraged on today? Were you encouraged? God, we thank you for resurrection. We thank you that we are getting up. We thank you that all is well. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we are getting up with all power. Woo, I'm excited. I really am. I really am. I pray that you were blessed on today. Did y'all get your offering in? Anybody's asking for prayer real quickly? It's time for us to go. But I pray that you were inspired to know, hey, we got to get rid of the hate, y'all. We got to get rid of the hate, and we just got to love ourselves enough to rise again. Again, yeah, you did it once. You can do it again. You know, we got to rise again. Come on, you can do this. You made it before. You made it through a divorce. You made it. You can rise again. I've been there where I lost a house, but you know what? I was foreclosed on, but I got up again. I had a car, was repossessed, but I got up again. Congratulations. Father, we lift up Andre West right now, and we pray that the reduction, the removal of this fever, that you will continue to take over her body, that she will rise again above all the situations that she's going through. In fact, I pray for us all, that we're those of us that are going through challenges, we are going above that. We are rising above. We are rising above. We are greater is he who is within us than he that is in the world. So we are not going to be defeated. We shall never be defeated. We are overcomers. We are rising above all the difficulties that have faced us in our past and even in our present. Jesus withstood the pressure, and so are we. Greater is he who is within each one of us than he that is in the world. So this resurrection weekend, we are rising above. We can do this. We can do this. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We're not going to maintain hate. We're going to let it go. And sometimes it's a process, everybody, but we're going to keep letting it go. Every time we think of something that kind of makes us mad, we're going to let it go. We're going to work on it at least. How about that? And as we let it go, we're going to open the door for more love so that we can do greater things with love than we could ever have done with hate. I really do pray that you enjoyed that online teaching that I do. And you know what? You can be a part of those online sessions that we do. All you have to do is text the word LOA to 40691, okay? Why don't you do that? Text the word LOA to 40691. And of course, you can always go to the website and register via the website, drmichaelmosley.com. That's DrMichaelMosley. Let me know if you were inspired or encouraged. Let me know if you realize that you love yourself enough to rise again. Love yourself enough to even try again. Love yourself enough to live again. I believe that there's so much more that God has for you to enjoy. He has for you to experience. He has for you to really love. But you got to love yourself enough to try one more time. I believe there's more to your life than probably what you even imagine. There's a lot more fun for you to enjoy. So make sure that you give me a chance to share that with you and to talk with you about that. Schedule your one-on-one reading with me. Okay? Go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. And in case you desire to support our ministry and just do what you can to help us, certainly, again, go to that website. I'll be so happy that you did. I can't wait to hear from you. And I am just so excited and confident that you were inspired on today. So let me hear from you, okay? Let me hear your testimonies. Let me hear your thoughts. Let me hear how you were encouraged. So remember, only love can do that. And when you cannot find that love that you probably desire for other people, find it for yourself. Remember, love yourself enough that you can rise again. Well, as I always say, I'm not out of love. I'm not out of words, but I am out of time. It's time for me to go, but I can't wait to hear from you. So go on to my website. You already know it, right? DrMichaelMosley.com. Go on now. DrMichaelMosley.com. And schedule your next session with me. Now, until that time again, stay encouraged. Stay in that mind frame that I'm going to love myself enough to rise again. I'll see you next time on Your Spiritual Insight with your spiritual life coach, Dr. Michael Mosley. Blessings, everybody.